The 1924 United States presidential election was one of the most significant, and in some ways, strange elections in the history of the nation. Held on November 4th, it was a momentous contest that saw the country at a crossroads in terms of political identity, with an electorate shifting in terms of its social and economic makeup. The election was marked by a variety of candidates, a divided electorate, and the backdrop of the post-World War I world, all contributing to the outcome that could be considered a landslide, even though the path to it was anything but conventional. 1924 was a landslide. Calvin Coolidge, the Republican incumbent president, was running for election after having assumed office in 1923 following the sudden death of Warren G. Harding. Harding had won a landslide victory in 1920, but his presidency was marred by scandal. Coolidge, by contrast, was seen as a steady and reliable figure. His quiet, no-nonsense style resonated with many Americans, particularly those who favored limited government, fiscal conservatism, and a return to normalcy after the war and the turmoil of the Harding administration. Coolidge had the distinct advantage of being in office for over a year by the time of the election, and his image as a calm and resolute leader made him the natural choice for the Republican Party. The Democratic Party, on the other hand, was in the midst of a period of rebuilding and division. The 1924 Democratic Convention was a chaotic and divisive affair. The party was fractured over several issues, most notably prohibition, which had become an increasingly polarizing topic. Some factions of the party were firmly against the Volstead Act, the legislation that had brought prohibition into law, while others supported it. The debates at the convention were bitter, and the standoff between different factions took a toll on the party's unity. In the end, the Democrats nominated John W. Davis, a lawyer and former congressman who had served as the U.S. ambassador to the United Kingdom. Davis, however, lacked the charisma or political savvy to unite the fractured party or gain much traction in the race. His nomination was seen by many as a compromise rather than a bold choice, and he faced an uphill battle in appealing to a diverse electorate. A third candidate, Robert M. La Follette, represented a significant challenge to the two-party system. La Follette was the progressive candidate, running on a platform of reform, social justice, and anti-corporate sentiment. He was the leader of the Progressive Party, which was a reformed version of the party he had founded in 1912. La Follette was an experienced politician, having served as the governor of Wisconsin and a U.S. senator, but his decision to run in 1924 divided the progressive vote and ultimately weakened his influence. La Follette's platform called for sweeping economic reforms, including the nationalization of railroads and utilities, progressive taxation, and a stronger government role in regulating businesses. His campaign also focused on civil rights, advocating for the protection of African Americans' voting rights and opposing the rise of the Ku Klux Klan, which had seen a resurgence in the 1920s. La Follette was able to secure significant support in the Midwest, but his appeal was largely regional, and he struggled to win over voters outside of his base. The state of the nation in 1924 was marked by the economic prosperity of the Roaring Twenties, a period of rapid industrial growth, technological innovation, and cultural change. The economy was booming, with rising wages, a growing stock market, and expanding consumer culture. However, this period of prosperity was not without its flaws. While many Americans experienced increased wealth, others, especially in rural areas, were left behind by the economic changes. The gap between the rich and poor was widening, and the agricultural sector was struggling with low prices and debt. Moreover, the nation was still dealing with the aftereffects of World War I, including the psychological toll on veterans and the lingering question of the country's role on the global stage. In this context, the election results were telling. Calvin Coolidge won a resounding victory, securing 54% of the popular vote and a commanding 382 electoral votes. The Democratic candidate, John W. Davis, managed to garner just 29% of the popular vote and only 136 electoral votes. La Follette, despite his fervent support among progressives, earned just 17% of the popular vote, winning only the state of Wisconsin and a handful of other small victories. The result was a clear reflection of the public's preference for the status quo. Coolidge's victory was not only a personal triumph, but also a victory for the Republican Party's conservative policies, including fiscal restraint, limited government, and a focus on business interests. Despite the strong numbers, the election itself was not without complexities. The large margin by which Coolidge won could be considered a landslide, but it was a landslide that reflected deep divisions within the electorate. The Progressive Party's showing, though ultimately weak, highlighted the presence of a substantial third-party movement in the country, and La Follette's supporters were particularly disappointed by their candidate's inability to break through in the broader political landscape. Additionally, the election exposed the ongoing racial divisions in the country, with African Americans in the North largely voting Republican, while the South remained solidly Democratic, reflecting the entrenched segregationist policies of the time. The victory of Coolidge in 1924 also marked a continuation of the era of Republican dominance that would last until the Great Depression. Coolidge's landslide was a validation of the economic and political policies that had guided the nation through the 1920s. His presidency would see the economy continue its expansion, but the prosperity of the 1920s would soon give way to the harsh realities of the stock market crash of 1929, which would bring about the Great Depression. In hindsight, the 1924 election can be seen as a final moment of political stability before the country would be forced to confront the consequences of its economic excesses. In many ways, the 1924 election was a landslide not just in the sense of Coolidge's decisive victory, but also in the way it reflected the larger social, political, and economic currents of the time. It was a landslide in the sense that it cemented the dominance of the Republican Party and its vision of limited government and business-oriented policies, even as it exposed the divisions within the American electorate. The result was a reflection of the era's political landscape, one of optimism, division, and an uncertain future.